From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. In Israel today, the government agreed to allow a Palestinian guerrilla leader to return from exile and enter the West Bank. The man is Naif Hawatma, head of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine. The group was responsible for an attack that killed 22 schoolchildren in northern Israel back in 1974. Family members of some victims reacted angrily, but Israeli officials justified the decision as a gesture to bolster the beleaguered Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas. NPR's Linda Gradstein spent today in the West Bank reporting on a different kind of gesture. It was a joint gathering of Israelis, Palestinians, and Jordanians on the banks of the Jordan River. Here's Linda's report.
It was called the Big Jump, and was part of a series of events in six countries in the Mediterranean to raise awareness about polluted waterways. Gideon Bromberg, the Israel director of Friends of the Earth Middle East, says today's jump into the Jordan River is unique.
We're the only place where three peoples, three nations, are jumping into this river that is holy to so many people all over the world, and a river that has such a natural heritage that I think is unparalleled to any other river.
Bromberg says the level of water in the Jordan is just a fraction of what it used to be, and that water is polluted. He says Israel, Jordan, and Syria have all diverted the waters of the Jordan River for their own needs for the past 50 years. The lack of water and the pollution have caused what he calls an ecological disaster, and he says local flora and fauna have disappeared.
The only thing coming out of the Jordan today is sewage and saline water. And that's a tragedy to all of us that we need to turn around, that we need to correct.
Father Michael Sellers, an Anglican priest, read from the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
And it came to pass in those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, the Spirit like a dove descending upon him.
Rabbi Ofer Shabbat read from the book of Psalms and then began to sing the verse, "Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they wage war anymore." The most charismatic speaker was Jordanian Imam Mohammed Sultan.
You are a message for peace. وَكُلُّنَا رِسَالَةٌ لِلسَّلَامِ. And we are all a message for peace. وَإِسْمُ اللَّهِ السَّلَامِ. And the name of God, peace.
The participants, mayors from Israeli, Palestinian, and Jordanian towns in the area, couldn't actually jump into the Jordan River. It's too polluted. So they went into the water of the Yarmouk, one of the tributaries of the Jordan.
Cool waters. Our waters.
Although the event was called the Big Jump, it was more of a little slither. The mayors then climbed into kayaks and paddled up the river. The Jordan River also marks the border between Israel and Jordan, and much of it is a closed military area. Today's event took place at a site called Peace Island, Jordanian territory that has been leased to Israel as part of the peace treaty between the two countries. Jordanian soldiers in combat fatigue smiled as the mayors slipped into the river. The idea is to pressure governments to do more to clean up polluted waterways. And the organizers say it's a chance for Israel, Jordan, and the Palestinians to work together peaceably on something that will benefit all of them. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, on the Jordan River.